gather round. I'm glad everybody came out tonight. As we stand on our neighborhood corner, know that this fire that's burning represents the passion you have. Listen. I recognize all of you. Every creed and color. With that being said,
we had
say what?
Now beat that.
Oh, yeah!
Now what we want you all to do is sit back, y'all. And just relax, y'all. Sit back, y'all. And just relax, y'all. Sit back, y'all. And just relax, y'all. And if you dig it, let me hear your finger snap, y'all.
Now, before I finish, let me just say, I did not come here to show out. Did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
Okay, I'll reload it.
From the sports bars to the stands, we are the voice of the fans. You are now plugged into your sports talk mixtape. This is the Section 357 show, where we always have the best seats in the house, and we are presenting to you the Ball Street Journal with your Ball Street Journal reporters, D, Ron, Trey, and myself, Floyd. Fellas, how you doing?
Doing absolutely, absolutely fantastic, as always. Really looking forward to the show. Fellas, glad we can have y'all together. Fans of the show, glad we can have y'all listening, because let me just preface the show by this and say that it already has the wife upset. Already, the missus is upset at this show. But let me turn it over to the best wingman, one of the best co-hosts in the business, my man Ronnie. How you doing?
I am your draft commissioner, Big Shot Ron Goodell. Welcome to the Pretty Young Thing Draft, where we draft the hottest and most successful under 25 starlets in film, music, and TV as we try to build our own entertainment franchises. We'll get into the rules really briefly, but before we get into them, Left Coast, L.A. Trey, what's going on?
What is going on, my brother? Once again, we're gathered here to take a look at some of these cutie pies. I got my nondescript white van playing some ice cream music, and I got candy in my pocket trying to find a young little vixen that I can put on my list. Let's get this thing started.
You can always keep up with the Section 357 show on Twitter at Section 357. You can find us as well on Podomatic, on Stitcher, as well as on iTunes. You can subscribe to and download the show. With that being said, let's get the PYT draft started. And one last thing before we get started, for all of our fans out there, we know this show is all in fun, so let's take it all in fun. Big Shot Ron, Commissioner Big Shot Ron, take it away, sir.
The only rules to this draft are simply that your draftee cannot be born before October 1st, 1989, 25 and under. So, with the first pick, because he is the old man of the crew, L.A. Trey, the first pick of the PYT draft, who do you have?
Man, we already know who I'm going to pick for my first pick. It's the LeBron James cutie pies. My homegirl, Riri, Rihanna. Come on down to Team Hollywood Trey, and let's get this thing really cracking.
Real quick, the commission has looked this up. Rihanna was born in 1988. So, Trey, you have 10 seconds to pick again, or your pick automatically falls to Derek. Go.
Oh, 6 seconds. All right. Shoot. I got to go. Okay, my homeboy Drake shouted her out, so I'm going to shout her out. Jennifer Lawrence. I'm hungry for your Hunger Games. Come on down to L.A. Trey. First pick. I'll take Kevin Durant. That's fine. I don't have to have LeBron. KD is just fine for me.
All right, fellas, let me chime in here. I think this is hilarious. My fellow GM, Mr. Murphy, has made a huge reach, I believe, in taking what I feel to be a second-round pick overall as the number one pick overall. So, fellas, let me show you how this is done. With my first pick in the PYT draft, please let me get Catherine Elizabeth Upton. You know her better as Kate Upton. You know her better as SI cover model. You know her better as awesome zero gravity video thing with a lot of perfect jiggly parts. Not the wrong jiggly parts, but the right jiggly parts. Please, I'm taking Kate Upton, born June 10th, 1992, as the number two overall pick in the PYT draft.
With the third overall pick, a little bit older for this draft, but still within the guidelines, I'm taking Taylor Swift. Money in the box office, money on the record sales, biggest star in country music right now. December 13th, 1989, so a little bit of a low ceiling pick, but she's a sure bet. Number three overall, Taylor Swift.
With the fourth pick in the first round of the Pretty Young Thing draft, I am taking Jordan Dunn. Jordan Dunn, international fashion model. You've seen her grace the runways of Paris, Milan, New York, the world over. One of the highest paid and most successful models around the world right now. Jordan Dunn is my selection.
Going in snake order, Floyd, you have the first pick of the second round. Go ahead.
Okay. I must say that I was interested in Trey's first round selection, Jennifer Lawrence, but she is, of course, off the board as we speak. So I'm actually going to stick with what our show is all about, sports and hip-hop. I'm going to pull off the bench, coming down from the rafters, Skylar Diggins, born August 2nd, 1990. I want to have a hooper on my squad. Might as well go with the hooper who's most likely to probably turn into a model at some point and leave the game. Skylar Diggins is my choice here in the PYT draft.
Snake order style, second pick, second round. I'm going to take Selena Gomez. Already got a little bit of controversy with Justin Bieber, but, you know, hey, all press is good press. Disney backing, talented, multidimensional. Selena Gomez, July 22nd, 1992, second pick, second round. With the third pick of the second round, Sun D, who you got?
With the third pick, fellas, you guys are making this draft way too easy for me. First off, Trey dropping the ball with the number one overall pick and letting a huge pick fall to me. Secondly, you guys are missing the run on, as my man Floyd said, the run on hot athletes that's going on right now. I cannot believe you guys are paying attention. Let me take the Canadian-American going with the American sigil in the United States Women's World Cup team, the hotness of Sydney LaRue. Great athlete, great model, ESPN, the Body magazine cover model. Please let me get Sydney LaRue with all her tats, all her curves, and all her stamina going in the second round. Thank you very much.
And with the last pick of the second round and the first pick of the third round, L.A. Trey, give us both of your picks.
Well, for this pick, man, y'all know me, man. I'm old school, kind of sci-fi kind of dude. And one of my favorite shows that used to come out a few years ago was the show Heroes. And my homegirl was all about saving the cheerleader. I'll take Miss Hayden Panettiere, please. Thank you. And for my final pick,
I had to actually look this little girl up because I heard her on television, man. I heard her on TV. This little Canadian chick named Amalian Estrada, like 23. She's got a hot single in Canada called Get Down. She messes with Dre and his team. I'm going to pick her up. Y'all check her out. Amalia Estrada. Cute little. I don't even know what in the world she is, but you can come on down to Team L.A. Trey. Thank you. Drops the mic. Sexual Chocolate.
D, your third and final pick. Who you got?
My third and final pick. Again, as I said, I'm killing this draft with Kate Upton, with the American soccer star. So let me take this a bit over the pond and go with some big star power here. I want to go with some huge star power here, some really box office draw, somebody that fans have been waiting for this girl to mature for a long time, a girl who a lot of sci-fi fans, as Trey has mentioned, have been drooling over. My girl, Emma Watson, is coming in. Yes, I know she's British. Yes, I know she's white. Yes, I know she's a bit short, she's a bit small, she doesn't have the curves, yeah, whatever. But born on April 15th, 1990, a girl with huge star power, a girl who can do anything that she wants, including, you know what, never mind, Emma Watson is my pick.
With my third and final pick, we're going to take a little chance on character. You always talk about character issues in the draft. But my draftee was born November 23rd, 1992, but she's been in the spotlight forever. And when you've been in the spotlight this long, you always get the second act. That's my girl, Miley Cyrus. Yes, a twerk queen, but has strong, strong backing, strong following. The Disney background always gets you a second act in Hollywood. So despite all the character issues and the twerking, Miley Cyrus, we're going to take a chance on it with our last pick. And to close out the draft with the fourth pick of the third round, Floyd, who is Miss Irrelevant?
You know, the last pick is always, you know, the pick that gets labeled Miss Irrelevant. But I think this pick really rounds out my draft class. I got Jordan Dunn, who can take me to all of the red carpet events all around the world. I got Skylar Diggins, who can, you know, keep it real regular and around the way. But sometimes I might want to be serenaded. So I figured coming in to help fill in the draft class that I've built so far, Jordan Sparks, born December 22nd, 1989, songbird. She's definitely come a long way from the chubby teenager from American Idol and is definitely on her grown woman status right now. Very big overseas in Europe. Definitely a star still here in the United States. So my last pick with the final pick in the draft, Jordan Sparks.
Let's take a quick timeout. And when we come back, some brief draft analysis. This is the 2014 Pretty Young Thing draft, and this is the Section 357 show. Yeah,
she a mean girl, I'm a nice guy. We all know opposites attract like a railroad, and I'd like you to do anything you please when you with me. Mama, let's head home, crack a bottle, water, set of homes, and hit some trees. Why not? Where you head at? Hope it's in the gutter like mine, not where you find rats. Talking about where you find tussy. Come on, have a little bit of with me. Can I hit it in the morning till the sun has fallen like a newborn baby? You stalling, you know you want all this, lost it, oh shit, might wanna make you my missus like I lost it. Peekaboo lady, your smile light up the room. Pikachu, you could put a nigga in a tomb. Pikachu, just pop this cork, let me rub on your neck till Victoria's Secret get all wet. And Victoria's Secret safe with me, let Victoria's Secret leave your legs. I know you had a hard day, babe, relax your mind. As soon as Christ turned water into wine, everything was fine.
Things get hard to swallow, we need a bottle of Moscato.
boat.
We can even do it tomorrow. Just bring a bottle of Moscato.
I know we said PNP, baby. But now we on something new. Guess who's back in this motherfucker looking like a motherfucking shot town pimp, alright? Make my money flip, make my money flip, make my money flip. I've been in the gym all night. Came in the game with a dollar and a dream and an 8K clip with an infrared beam. I pop that trunk, make everybody scream. Put a missing punk on everybody's screen. Ain't nothing changed but the ends I'm hauling. My dick is big and my nuts is falling. I don't know if you notice, but a nigga be rolling with a bad bitch and a bad bitch be rolling. Duffin pills and my Moscato spills. Everything she need to get her thrill. No Hennessy, hold the bartender bill. Just good wine and a good place to chill. I feel I might get loose tonight and fuck your girlfriend. I mean, I feel she might come through tonight, plus her girlfriend. In a 5-star suite with a 5-star freak, slinging that dick while baby eat on her boot, not me. Ooh, my meats, look at you bodies. I'm geek, having a good time. Put my pain in that motherfucking bottle. A chain and a diamond ring don't feel the same if a nigga ain't got his eyes closed.
Eyes closed.
I know you had a hard day, babe. Relax your mind. Soon as Christ turned water into wine, everything was
fine. Things get hard to swallow. We need a bottle of Moscato.
And we're back. Twitter heads, check us out at Section 357. Check out the previous show, section357.podomatic.com. And definitely check out the blog, section357.wordpress.com, for the latest writings and musings of the crew. Floyd, let's start this out, man. Talk about some brief draft analysis. How do you feel, maybe, about your class and maybe about some of your own, about some of these picks of our esteemed panel here? What do you think so far?
Well, I have to admit, when I made my draft board, I, was trying to anticipate the moves of my fellow co-hosts here, and I figured that D, with his love of Team USA, that Sidney LaRue might be someone that would probably be on his draft board. So I thought about her, and I was trying to figure out, you know, where can I go for some safe picks that I can make sure that I have some winners here. So, you know, I think I was focused more on the international scene as far as my picks. Jordan Dunn, she's British. You know, I try to keep one eye on what's happening over there in good old England. So, you know, it was good to take her as far as me and you know, with her earning potential over the next several years and whatnot. So, you know, rolling with that, I was not surprised to see Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus get chosen by you, Big Shot Ron. I feel like with those choices, you were definitely going with, you know, marketability, bankability, as they say in Hollywood. So that's kind of how I saw things playing out.
Trey, D, let me have you guys jump in, either one. We had this show earlier about female and hip-hop and kind of how the female has been pushed out of the game. Azalea Banks, Iggy Azalea, were picked last year. We didn't pick them or any other female rappers like a Teyana Taylor this year. What does this say, really, that we couldn't even get a young, vibrant MC or artist in hip-hop into our draft? What does this say about the game? Trey or D, chime in. What does this say, and how do you feel about your draft?
Well, first of all, I want to say I thought I had an amazing draft. I don't care what Son D's talking about. Jennifer Lawrence, are you kidding me? That's Kevin Durant, or I have to see one. But anyways, let's get back on point. It's got to be tough to be a female MC getting into the game because there's just not a lot of them out there. So the choices are going to be kind of slim, you know, unless you're, I don't know, a Canadian or a New York rapper that doesn't even sound like he's from New York or something to that level, or something unique or some kind of gadget trick to your style. I just don't really see any female rappers coming into it. So it's not that female rappers are just unattractive. There's just not a lot of options.
Yeah, speaking of female African-American singers, I do have to say, let me give props to Hall for sneaking in at the end of the draft and snatching up Jordan Sparks. I was really surprised at that. And
I had to fire a scout of mine because I believe she was pushed down the draft board due to some inappropriate scouting in terms of her eligibility this year. But very easy to find some, you know, pretty young black athletes in terms of Skylar Diggins, in terms of Simi LaRue. But in terms of actresses and singers, very, very tough to get. So let me toss it back to you, Big Shot Ron. I mean, you know, Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus, very pop. You went very pop culture there. Explain yourself to all of our African-American female fans
out there. The reason I went with those two is that we all listen to music, and music is becoming genreless. Every music sounds like every type of music these days, whether it's hip-hop, country, rock, pop. So Taylor and Miley can go in a couple different directions with the career. I still think Miley's going to end up in movies at some point. Taylor Swift has already been on the big screen a couple times, so I think it's about box office. It's about who can have that long-lasting career or get that second act. And Taylor Swift, unless, you know, knock on wood, something were to happen to her, is going to be money for a long, long time. And we love a good comeback story. Miley might be that, you know, VH1 true Hollywood story, but she rebounds. So that's kind of where I went with it. I did like the Skylar Diggins pick, though. I think Skylar Diggins is the one female athlete who could become a star when her athletic career is over. Maybe not doing the sideline report thing, but doing major host and major TV. So that's an excellent pick, Floyd, by you. Fellas, as we close out this draft, any final thoughts just about the draft itself, anything that you guys want to talk about as we close out the Pretty Young Thing draft?
Yeah, let me jump in here, Ronnie, because I got to disagree with you. First off, and yes, I'm biased here, but the pick of Kate Upton, with her dominance right now as a model, even over Hall's hard to Google Jordan Dunn, you know, don't spell that name wrong or you're never going to find her on Google. Kate Upton is dominating the model world right now. And I mean, you know, she's hot right now. She's that hotness right now. And secondly, again, Ronnie, to your point, I really think Simi LaRue is the American athlete that's going to end up dominating because she has the looks. And yes, I know she's in the sport of soccer, but women's soccer is doing well. And I think with her looks, she can transition that to whatever she wants to do.
Man, I got a question. Emma Watson, man, she looked kind of plain Jane to me. I just need an explanation. I mean, are you that much of a Harry Potter fan?
Okay, Key, I get that. I get that criticism. I get that. But, you know, I snuck her in the late rounds, and what's most important is that she fits the PYT characteristics in that she's somebody that fanboys have been drooling over since well before it was acceptable for them to be drooling over this young lady. And then she grew up into a young lady. Yes, a bit plain, but she's embraced her sexuality. So she's grown up into somebody where now it is acceptable for you to jewel over.
You are a dirty old man.
Thank you very much.
No question about it. He might be the dirtiest of the dirty. Floyd, your thoughts, man, before we get up out of here.
Well, I just wanted to at least acknowledge that I did have Kate Upton on my draft board, because of what she's done thus far, but I do feel like her range is limited to the American audience, and that's why I really went with Jordan Dunn, because although her name is hard to Google, she is a real model, like not a pretty face who just happens to, you know, have some shit that everyone likes. She's like a legit model, modeling for Prada, for Vogue, for, you know, pretty much anything that's of note in the fashion industry. She's been in it or on it or on the runway doing her thing. So I'm trying to, you know, make sure that I can have folks on my squad who are actually, long-term, long-distance earners hopefully she doesn't fall into the path of a Naomi Campbell, but someone who could be like a Naomi Campbell and have that kind of longevity for models out there.
Paul, if I can interrupt real quick, let me do give some props to the number one overall pick and say that as a nerd and as a fanboy, I did have Jennifer Lawrence on my draft board as well. So, anyway, go ahead, Hall.
No, I definitely agree with you there also. I did have Jennifer Lawrence on my draft board, and, you know, I think they were all aware of who the most popular and most relevant young actresses are. So I think that it's not surprising that we all had some similarities on our draft board. And I think that what or where our draft boards deviated really does show more about who we are personality wise. Because, of course, after you get past Taylor Swift and Kate Upton and everything else, I think everybody kind of defaulted to where they're really more interested and intrigued with. So for you, D, Cindy LaRue. For me, it was, you know, British fashion models. You know, for Trey, of course, it would, you know, be in Hollywood. So I think that everybody had some core commonality, but then deviated according to what they're probably most interested in. And to your point, Ron, about Iggy Azalea, I did have her on my draft board further on down in case some of my earlier picks were chosen. So she was on my draft board, but I didn't think I was ever going to have to resort to picking her.
And there you have it, folks. The 2014 Pretty Young Thing Draft. Stay tuned with the second 357 show. In the days, weeks, months to come, you will have the Cougar Hall of Fame, which is personally my favorite show that we do. So stay tuned and on the lookout for that coming real soon. But as we do about this time, our main man, Floyd, closes us out as he always does. Floyd, you know what to do.
Thanks to everyone who is listening to our show and passing the word. You can always find us on Twitter at Section 357. Find us on Podomatic, on Stitcher, on iTunes as well by doing a simple search for the Section 357 show. Please subscribe to and download the show in those locations. With that being said, good luck to you and your favorite teams out there wherever you might be. This is the Section 357 show where we always have the best seats in the house. Until next time, take care.
You want to buy some ignorant art? $10 a piece?
No, I think it's okay. Of course, Mr. Bishop.
Gee, ignorant art?
No.
Yeah, you know, like, stupid, like, ridiculous, crummy art.
Oh, that sounds good. You know?
$10. Gee, it didn't work much.
All I hear is bitches ain't shit. All men are liars, you can only trust yourself. I know that weed is fire, it can't last forever. True love died in 96, there is nothing left now. Replace hearts with business, damn well. Without meaning to, seems I think I met someone, but he ain't really my type, shit. He only 21, his fingers do the talking. Where he's from will be his coffin. Every time his homeboy drive me round, think I might die on Slauson. But I still wanna keep him cooking breakfast in the mornings. We haven't even kissed yet, but that just make me want him more. Plus he love his mama, yep. He a family man, and even though the ratchets love him, I still think he a gentleman. Uh-oh-oh, life's a trip, and baby, you the plane. I'm just trying to get a seat next to you to stay. Put his fear in his nose, why he do that, I don't know. I lost a couple friends to that, so I hope he is in control. Every time he swear he's gonna stop, but I know that he won't. Wish I could be the only angel, he need to be strong. This could be dangerous, man, I got a lot of state. I ain't even graduate, so I don't have room for mistakes. No, uh-oh-oh, life's a trip, and baby, you the plane. I'm just trying to get a seat next to you to stay. Yes, I am, yes, I would.